My friends, have you ever felt exposed, vulnerable, or unprotected in life's challenges? Have you longed for a shield to guard you against the arrows of adversity? Today, we will explore the profound concept of divine covering. A shield not made by human hands, but crafted by the Almighty Himself. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you. In the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. Imagine a master jeweler working with the rarest and most precious gems. This artisan isn't creating an ordinary piece of jewelry. They're fashioning an extraordinary luminous dome just for you. Each gem represents a facet of God's character. Each cut his precision, each setting his perfect placement in your life. As the jeweler works, the dome takes shape, becoming a radiant, impenetrable canopy against every hardship and trial you face. This dazzling shelter is God's covering, his protection, his guidance, his love. This is the essence of our message. Cover me today, Lord. We find this promise beautifully expressed in Psalm 91, verse 4. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. This verse beautifully assures us of God's divine protection and constant care. Trust in his divine covering, for it is a testament of his unwavering care and eternal commitment to your well-being. My dear friends, let's explore the profound nature of God's covering in our lives. This divine protection isn't just a concept. It's a living, breathing reality that surrounds us every moment. God's covering is like a seamless, invisible shield that moves with us wherever we go. It's not made of physical material, but of God's unwavering love, his infinite wisdom, and his boundless power. This covering is custom made for each of us, perfectly fitted to our unique needs and circumstances. It's not a one-size-fits-all solution, but a personalized embrace from our Heavenly Father. The Apostle Paul beautifully describes this covering in Ephesians 6, verses 10 to 11. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. This armor, this covering, is a gift from God, but it's one we must actively put on and embrace. It's not forced upon us, but offered freely to those who seek it. God's covering is comprehensive, leaving no area of our lives exposed to the enemy's attacks. It protects our minds from harmful thoughts, our hearts from destructive emotions, and our spirits from debilitating doubts. This covering is not just defensive. It's also empowering. It doesn't just shield us from harm, but equips us to face life's challenges with confidence and strength. Under God's covering, we're not cowering in fear, but standing tall in faith. Consider the story of Zerubbabel rebuilding the temple. Against significant opposition and discouragement, Zerubbabel trusted in God's covering and protection. Zechariah 4 verse 6 records the powerful message he received. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Despite facing adversaries and skeptics, Zerubbabel persevered under God's covering. The seemingly impossible task was completed, demonstrating God's faithfulness. This shows how God's covering empowers us to accomplish His purposes, even when faced with daunting obstacles. God's covering isn't just for dramatic, large-scale projects. It's for the everyday challenges we face. The stresses at work, the conflicts in relationships, the internal struggles we battle. God's covering is always there, always active, always protecting. It's like a force field of divine love that surrounds us 24/7. Sometimes we might feel this covering more strongly than at other times. In moments of crisis or intense prayer, we might be acutely aware of God's protective presence. But even when we don't feel it, God's covering is still there, steadfast and unwavering. This covering is rooted in God's promises to us. In Isaiah 54, verse 17, God declares, "No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn." This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me. This is the assurance we have under God's covering. No weapon, no attack, no scheme of the enemy can ultimately succeed against us. God's covering doesn't mean we won't face difficulties or challenges. It doesn't guarantee a life free from pain or struggle. But it does promise that in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Under God's covering, every trial becomes an opportunity for growth, every challenge a chance to deepen our faith. This covering is not just for our benefit alone. As we walk under God's protection, we become living testimonies of His goodness and power. Our lives become beacons of hope to those around us, showing the world what it means to live under God's care. God's covering is also an invitation to intimacy with Him. Just as a mother bird covers her chicks with her wings, God longs to draw us close under His protective care. This covering is a place of safety, yes, but also a place of deep communion with our Creator. Under God's covering, we find not just protection, but also purpose. We're shielded so that we can fulfill the unique calling God has placed on our lives. This covering empowers us to step out in faith, to take risks for the kingdom, knowing that we're secure in God's care. My friends, God's covering is available to each one of us. It's not reserved for the super spiritual or the perfect. It's for everyone who puts their trust in Him. I encourage you to take a moment to visualize God's covering over your life. See it surrounding you, protecting you, empowering you. Embrace this divine shield and walk confidently in the knowledge that you are covered by the Almighty God. My friends, now that we understand the nature of God's covering, let's explore how we can fully embrace it in our lives. God's covering isn't automatic. It requires our active participation and faith. We must choose to step under His protective care each day. This isn't a one-time decision, but continual surrender to God's will and ways. Proverbs 3, verses 5 to 6, gives us a beautiful blueprint for embracing God's covering. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. Trusting in the Lord is the first step to embracing His covering. This trust isn't blind or naive. It's based on God's proven character and faithfulness. When we trust God, we're acknowledging that His ways are higher than ours. We're surrendering our limited perspective to His infinite wisdom. Leaning not on our own understanding means letting go of our need to control everything. It means admitting that we don't have all the answers, and that's okay. God's covering often works in ways we can't understand or predict. By letting go of our own understanding, we open ourselves to God's miraculous intervention. Acknowledging God in all our ways means inviting Him into every aspect of our lives. It's not just about the big decisions, but small, everyday choices too. When we do this, we're essentially saying, God, I want your covering over every part of my life. This acknowledgement is a form of worship. It's recognizing God's sovereignty and goodness. As we embrace God's covering, we begin to see life through a different lens. Challenges become opportunities for God to display His power. Setbacks become setups, comebacks, orchestrated by the divine. Consider the story of Ezra leading the exiles back to Jerusalem. Ezra 8 verse 21 tells us, "Then I proclaimed a fast there at the river of Ahava, that we might humble ourselves before our God, to seek from Him the right way for us and our little ones and all our possessions." Ezra didn't rely on his own strength or wisdom for this dangerous journey. He humbled himself and sought God's covering and guidance. The result was a safe journey, a successful rebuilding of Jerusalem. This story teaches us that embracing God's covering often involves humility and seeking. We must be willing to admit our need for God's protection and actively seek His guidance. Another key to embracing God's covering is obedience to His word. Psalm 119 verse 114 says, "You are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word." God's word is a vital part of His covering for us. It guides us, protects us from error, and strengthens our faith. When we obey God's word, we're aligning ourselves with His will and placing ourselves under His covering. Embracing God's covering also means standing firm in faith when challenges come. It's easy to trust God when everything is going well. The real test comes when we face opposition or hardship. Ephesians 6, verse 13 encourages us. "Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." Standing firm under God's covering doesn't mean we won't feel fear or doubt. It means choosing to trust God despite those feelings. It means declaring God's promises over our lives, even when circumstances seem to contradict them. Embracing God's covering also involves living in community with other believers. We weren't meant to face life's battles alone. When we connect with other Christians, we create a network of support and prayer. This community becomes an extension of God's covering in our lives. Ecclesiastes 4, verse 12 reminds us, "Though one may be overpowered by another, two can withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken." As we embrace God's covering, we must also be prepared for spiritual warfare. The enemy doesn't want us to live under God's protection. He'll try to deceive us, discourage us, and draw us away from God's covering. But we have the power to resist these attacks. James 4, verse 7, gives us this assurance. "Therefore, submit to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you." Submitting to God and resisting the devil are two sides of the same coin. As we draw closer to God, embracing His covering, we naturally push back against the enemy's influence. Also, embracing God's covering means living with an attitude of gratitude and praise. When we thank God for his protection, we're affirming our trust in him. Praise is a powerful weapon that strengthens our faith and displaces fear. Psalm 34, verse 1 encourages us. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My dear friends, embracing God's covering is a daily choice. It's a lifestyle of trust, obedience, and dependence on God. As we make this choice consistently, we'll find ourselves walking in greater peace, power, and purpose. Remember, God's covering is always available to you. He longs to shield you, guide you, and empower you. Will you choose to fully embrace his covering today? My friends, we've explored the nature of God's covering and how to embrace it. Now, let's turn our attention to the transformative power it holds in our lives. God's covering isn't just a comfort. It's a catalyst for change and growth. It empowers us to live boldly, love freely, and serve wholeheartedly. The power of God's covering is beautifully illustrated in Isaiah 40, verse 31. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Under God's covering, we find supernatural strength and endurance. We're able to rise above our circumstances, seeing them from God's perspective. This covering gives us the courage to face our fears and overcome obstacles. It's not about our own strength, but about tapping into God's infinite power. Consider the story of Barnabas, often overlooked but crucial in the early church. Acts 11 verses 23 to 24 describes him. When he came and had seen the grace of God, he was glad and encouraged them all that, with purpose of heart, they should continue with the Lord. For he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith. Barnabas, covered by God's grace, became an encourager and pillar of faith. His life demonstrates how God's covering doesn't just protect us, but propels us into our divine purpose. The power of God's covering also manifests in our ability to forgive and love unconditionally. When we're secure in God's love, we can extend that love to others without fear. Galatians 3, verse 14 reminds us, "But above all, these things put on love, which is the bond of perfection." God's covering of love enables us to build bridges where there were walls. It gives us the strength to forgive when it seems impossible. This covering of love transforms not just our lives, but the lives of those around us. Another powerful aspect of God's covering is the peace it brings. In a world full of chaos and uncertainty, God's covering provides an unshakable calm. Philippians 4 verse 7 describes this peace. "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." This peace isn't dependent on our circumstances. It's a deep-rooted assurance that God is in control, no matter what we face. Under God's covering, we can remain steady in the midst of life's storms. The power of God's covering also manifests in wisdom and discernment. James 1, verse 5 promises, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him." God's covering includes access to his infinite wisdom. We're not left to navigate life's complexities on our own. This wisdom helps us make godly decisions and avoid pitfalls. It gives us insight beyond our natural understanding. God's covering also empowers us for service and ministry. It's not just about receiving blessings, but about being a blessing to others. Acts 1 verse 8 tells us, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." Under God's covering, we're equipped to fulfill our calling. We're given spiritual gifts to build up the body of Christ and reach the lost. This covering turns ordinary people into extraordinary servants of God. The power of God's covering extends to our physical bodies as well. While it doesn't guarantee perfect health, it does promise God's presence in our weakness. Second, Corinthians 12 verse 9 reminds us, "And he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness.'" Whether we're healed miraculously or given strength to endure, God's covering is our comfort and hope. Another powerful aspect of God's covering is the authority it gives us over the enemy. Luke 10 verse 19 declares, "Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Under God's covering, we're not victims, but victors. We have the power to resist temptation and overcome spiritual attacks. This covering equips us for spiritual warfare, ensuring our ultimate victory in Christ. The power of God's covering also manifests in our ability to hear His voice. John 10 verse 27 says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." As we live under God's covering, we become more attuned to His guidance. We learn to distinguish His voice from the noise of the world. This intimate communication with God transforms our decision-making and daily walk. Finally, the power of God's covering is seen in the fruit it produces in our lives. Galatians 5 verses 22 to 23 list these fruits. "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law." As we abide under God's covering, these qualities naturally develop in us. We become living testimonies of God's transformative power. My dear friends, the power of God's covering is limitless. It touches every aspect of our lives, changing us from the inside out. This power is available to each one of us, waiting to be fully realized in our lives. My friends, I encourage you to reflect on how God's covering has empowered you. Where have you seen His strength made perfect in your weakness? How has His covering enabled you to love, forgive, or serve in ways you never thought possible? Embrace the full power of God's covering and watch as He works wonders in and through your life. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Heavenly Father, You are the Almighty God, the King of kings and Lord of lords. Your majesty fills the heavens, and the earth trembles at Your voice. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the author and perfecter of my faith. Your love is deeper than the oceans, Your wisdom higher than the mountains, Your grace wider than the skies. I stand in awe of Your power, humbled by Your mercy, and overwhelmed by your goodness. You are my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my shield, and the horn of my salvation. I praise you for your faithfulness that endures forever, and your compassion that never fails. Thank you, Lord, for your unfailing love that surrounds me like a protective cloak. I'm grateful for your divine covering that shields me from harm and guides my every step. Thank you for the strength you provide when I'm weak and the courage you instill when I'm afraid. Forgive me, Father, for the times I've doubted your protection or tried to face life's battles on my own. I repent of my self-reliance and surrender fully to your loving care. As you forgive me, I also choose to forgive those who have hurt or wronged me, releasing them into your hands. Lord, I thank you for deepening my understanding of your divine covering in my life. Help me to fully embrace the protection and empowerment that you offer. Strengthen my faith to trust in your covering, even when I can't see or feel it. Guide me to walk confidently under your shelter, knowing that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, I declare that I am covered by the blood of the Lamb. I rebuke every attack of the enemy against my mind, body, and spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, I bind the spirits of fear, doubt, and unbelief, and I claim faith, hope, and love. Father, I ask that you increase my awareness of your presence surrounding me at all times. Let your covering be a tangible reality in my daily life, influencing my thoughts, words, and actions. Empower me to live boldly for you, knowing that I am shielded by your mighty hand. Grant me the wisdom to align myself with your will, staying under the umbrella of your protection. Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, I ask for your divine healing to flow through every part of my body, mind, and spirit, restoring me to perfect health and strength. Protect me from the fiery darts of the enemy, the snares of temptation, and the pitfalls of deception. Guard my heart and mind against anxiety, depression, and negative thoughts. Shield me from sickness, financial lack, and strife in my relationships. Defend me against attacks on my character, my family, and my purpose in you. Lord, I pray for these same blessings of protection, healing, and empowerment upon my loved ones. Cover my loved ones with your divine shield. Let your covering extend to their homes, workplaces, and everywhere they go. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement, lifting each other up before your throne of grace. Unite us under your covering, forming an unbreakable bond of faith and love. We declare that we are more than conquerors through Christ, who loves us. We claim victory over every obstacle and challenge we face. Lord, we receive your healing for our bodies, minds, and spirits. Thank you for the Holy Spirit who empowers us to walk in your covering. Protect us from all evil and lead us in paths of righteousness for your name's sake. May your covering transform us into powerful witnesses of your love and grace. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.